A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, before you have two fund transfers. One is for the Parks Department to create a capital project that is with the Oak Leaf Trail, connecting phase four. These funds are coming from a grant, and a grant match will be coming from a Underwood Parkway project that was mistakenly, when Department of Administration put this project in, they actually put it in twice. So those funds are now available for the match necessary for this project. The second, I would defer to airport staff to give you a overview of the fund transfer for seating.
And lady, welcome and state your name for the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. I am Pat Walsleger. I'm the Deputy Airport Director in charge of Finance and Administration.
Okay.
The fund transfer before you is a request for capital projects to spend approximately $800,000 to replace seating in the terminal, the gate areas, to make it consistent throughout the airport. We did do a project several years ago to replace a majority of it, but due to the new lease arrangements, we've changed from exclusive use to preferential, and we now need to replace some of the furniture, some of the seating that is in bad repair, and that is what we have before you this morning.
Any questions? Supervisor Dimitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item number one, I need a little bit more information because that's an enormous amount of money, $3.1 million. It looks like, first of all, I understand it was the Federal Department of Transportation that made the mistake, not us at the county, was my question for Mr. Tahirian. And number two is a follow-up. The project that's being used for the 20% match, I want some more information about that because, we're in the middle of a year here, you know, whenever we do fund transfers and projects change, I know things come up, I like to have more information. If we're using funds for something this board didn't initially approve, or in a different way, I should say. So, Mr. Tahirian or Mr. Chairman, could you please respond to that?
Okay. First, did we approve this project that you have the fund transfer for? That was the question. So, what did you have?
The project for the Oak Leaf Trail does not. That looks to be a new project that is being created. There was $2.4 million in CMAC funds that Parks Department received as part of the grant. Also requires 20% match. The 20% match is coming from a project that our Department of Administration doubled up on. That match money, Mr. High, is that correct? That match money, that project is listed twice for funding within our system.
Mr. High.
Mr. Chair, that is correct.
And can you answer the other questions that Supervisor Dimitrievich brought forward?
Mr. Chairman.
More detail about the project.
More detail about the project.
Is this a park project or is this a transportation project?
This is a parks project that the fund transfer actually comes through architectural engineering.
So
all fund transfers.
Okay. Actually, who's going to perform the work so we get more information for Supervisor Dimitrievich and the committee?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this is another capital project, as most of the Parks capital projects are. We have signature authority for this.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with the Parks Department in reviewing these requests and approving them. The match money that is being moved from existing projects, those projects, the one was a double count, and so the money's available per DAS. The other is an existing project approved by the board, and there are sufficient funds in that to both take care of the current scope of work for that project and provide that match money for this new project.
Okay, thank you. So, I mean, that's a great scenario. Something's finally happened in our luck here. And by no means was I critical because, actually, I think that's amazing that we are getting almost $2.5 million in CMAQ federal money. You know, too often we miss out on these opportunities because we can't locate the match. And that's a pretty good deal to me, especially for Milwaukee County taxpayers, an 80-20 match in what will be a massive improvement to our infrastructure. So that wasn't my question. But if we can do that all, and then also it sounds like because of the mistake in doubling up all the other projects that were being transferred to the match will still go on and proceed, then that's a wonderful scenario for us. I'm sorry I didn't get that clearly in the text here. And so that's absolutely wonderful. And then for those, of course everyone here knows this, but perhaps those who are listening, if you don't mind me saying, the reason we're getting the CMAQ, the Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Grant, is because as we further enhance our wonderful state-of-the-art Oak Leaf Trail, what we're essentially doing is exactly what the federal government wants us to do in this aspect, is removing cars from the street and mitigating congestion, obviously. And I just think that's wonderful. And then, Mr. Chairman, unless anybody else has questions on that one, I had a question number two.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. On number two, I also wanted some more information because I'm sorry, I'm not familiar what Herman Miller seating is, and I was surprised that the seating was so expensive. So I just needed more information. I was like, what kind of seating is that? But I just don't know what is Herman Miller area, Mr. Chairman.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. The Herman Miller is just the manufacturer of the chairs. It's identical to what is in the current. It'll look identical. It's just going to be, it's going to replace the furniture in the hold rooms in the seating area, you know, where you're waiting for your concourses at your gates.
Oh, okay.
It's the gate seating area, and it'll make it so that it's consistent throughout the building, and it will replace the broken, torn, worn, whatever furniture that this furniture is old. Mm-hmm. This has a very long life. This is some of the furniture we have there is 10, 15, 20 years old already and looks brand new. But it'll make this furniture throughout the airport consistent and bring it all up to
thank you.
Code.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. The only thing, I guess, that I would just mention is, to me, that doesn't seem like the same kind of situation as number one. I don't see why that wouldn't have been in the airport's budget for 2011. Like, it's not like it's an emergency. Like, didn't we know that we needed seating? I don't mind the transfer, but I'm just saying, for future, I think this is something that could have been this seems totally like normal planning to me. It's not like an emergency or anything or a new grant. I don't have a problem with it, but I was wondering why it was out of the budget cycle.
I can't explain why it wasn't in the budget cycle last year because I wasn't part of the airport at that point. But in general, there is a new funding source that the airlines approved in their airline airport agreement, which allows flexible funding to the airport director to use as he sees fit to recommend projects that will enhance the airport and improve competition and bring all the airlines on an equal footing for care competition. Like I said, with the change from exclusive use to preferential use of the gates, the airlines now have a preferential gate. However, the furniture is now all the airport's furniture, and this is one of the projects that Mr. Bateman is putting forth as a project to use some of that money that the airlines have set aside for specifically capital projects.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Mr. Costa.
Well, I was just kind of curious about this Herman Miller seating, that maybe if there's some adjustments to it, that maybe for an extra 50 cents you could have, you know, your seat warmed or maybe vibrated or something. I don't know if there was... can they be adopted at all?
I'll move on to the next question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I have one question for Mr. Tye or Mr. Sharon. I support the Oakleaf project, but isn't that a policy decision that we need to approve that project if we're going to move it? Since that's a new project, did not come through the budget process, did not go through parks, it just popped up. I just need to know the policy decision. I mean, this information is going to go in front of my eyes, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that when it's before finance, that's when the project will be created, is before finance, with the official approval of that fund transfer.
Well, thank you very much. Any other questions? Mr. Hawks, Supervisor Hawks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a point of information with regard to the Herman Miller chairs, actually.
You like that idea with the vibration.
Supervisor Kosky, you do not have the floor. Be quiet.
With all due regards to the impertinent comment from across the
table. Ouch! I know.
Anyhow, if I may dare to get back on track. UW-Milwaukee has purchased a number of Herman Miller chairs in their new library commons area. And given the extensive use I made of them recently, 2009 is amazing.
So when you're sleeping in them, is what you're saying?
Yeah. No, sir. At no point. No, that's what the coffee is there for. Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. thank you, sir. I believe they actually, because these chairs do have thousands of students using them every week, and in my occasional visits to there, they appear to be holding up very well, even with spills of coffee, food particles being dropped on them, students sleeping on them. I cannot attest to that, but there might be drooling involved. But I think this would be a good use of that money, and a good investment for our airport. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, you don't have no comment. Any other questions?
It's a relief to hear that, by the way.
Any other comments? I'm very happy that we get along so well. The meeting is adjourned.